Greetings in Jesus' name on this 21st day of March, the year of our Lord, 2019. It's currently 29 sunny degrees here in Sanford, Maine, but heavy rain is on the way, and we're going to get torrential rain, flooding rain, and that's encouraging because I hope it melts every last bit of the snow away. We're ready for springtime. It sprung yesterday. The high was, I think, 45, 48 degrees, and we're so thrilled about that and was able to do some roof repairs and get some things accomplished around the building and hang some sheetrock and teach the Bible class and preach last night. My, what a powerful service we had last night as I preached on that great truth that Christ taught us. He asked Peter, "Could thou not watch with me for an hour?" And I preached on the theme, a request for 60 minutes. The Lord is requesting that we spend time with Him, watching and praying, and how thrilling it is to be able to be a part of what God is doing here in this region. Thank you again for praying for us and believing God with us as we continue to seek souls for the Savior here in this region. Start more churches, see churches established, and the work of missions go forward for Him in the New England region. I would like to ask you to take your Bibles today and look with me in the book of Joshua, chapter number 1 and verse number 8, where God told Joshua, "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth." The word of God was preeminent, was to be preeminent in Joshua's life. He was to make for sure that it did not depart out of his mouth. The importance of the word of God is an ongoing lesson. It's an ongoing message that we preach everywhere we go. The importance of the Word of God being read and studied and memorized and meditated upon. "This book of the law shall not depart out of thy mouth, but thou shalt meditate therein day and night." And so we are to be thinking upon the Word of God. We are to be musing upon the Word of God. Meditate therein day and night. We should think about on John 14, 1. "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." Truths for troubled hearts. We should just pause on that and say, thank God the Lord Jesus Christ said, "Till our hearts are not to be troubled." So I'm done with the troubled heart. I'm finished with a troubled heart. I'm not going to have a troubled heart no more. Think upon that. Meditate upon that. And then he says to Joshua, "That thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein." And so the Lord emphasizes to Joshua, don't let the word of God get out of your mouth. Meditate on the word of God day and night, and then obey the word of God, that thou mayest observe to do according to all that is written therein. Be an obedient Christian. Sing with me today. Obedience is the very best way to show that you believe. Just go ahead and sing it, that song, and think upon that and say, I'm going to be an obedient Christian. And may the Lord help us. And the Bible says, "For then thou shalt make thy way prosperous, and then thou shalt have good success." And that's what it's all about today, making our way prosperous, having good success. And can you say today with a clear conscience that you're experiencing a life of good success? Can you say today that your way is prosperous? If you're listening to the Word of God and reading the Word of God and meditating upon the Word of God day and night and obeying the Word of God, you can say with clear conscience, my way is prosperous. I'm living the successful life, the wonderful life. There's nothing like it. And may the Lord continue to help each and every one of us to experience true success found here in the book of Joshua, chapter number 1 and verse number 8. You've been listening to the Wings with the Word radio broadcast. Please send all correspondence to tbell@metrocast.net. God bless you. Have a wonderful Christ-filled day, and we'll talk to you once again on tomorrow.